Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Trey here. Welcome back to Midwest Weather, where spring has arrived. Psych, it's got winter's back. It's snowing. I don't really know. Hey, weather guy, can we figure this out, please? You guys still can't, you're still not accurate with this. Unless a heads up would have been nice. I'm just the weather guy, okay? I don't know, we got Dopplers and I think there's balloons or satellites. I'm just reading what I'm told. Climate change, what's a polar vortex, okay? That's new to me, it's almost May and it's snowing. Can we, who do I talk to? You, the Lord? And you guys can't predict anything. You still can't figure this out? Is it 2021 and we're like about to inhabit another planet, but we still can't figure out the weather on ours? Yes, but I, don't come at me for that. You're the one watching the local news, psychopath. Get a Netflix account. I watch the local news because I like to be informed, okay? And I'm one of those, I think they're celebrities. I'm a big fan of Ronnie. So tune in next week to more Midwest weather where we still can't figure it out. I should have taken the weather job in the Moab Desert. That's, you know, wait, what is happening? I'm out. Like,
correct opinions. Correct opinions.
I guess it's winter again, so that'll be fun. So now we're hunkered down and so I'm in the basin. Katie joined me. My wife Katie, hello.
Hello.
We said don't look at the camera. Oh, okay. You have to back to natural.
This is only my second time.
It's winter. Are you pumped for the snow?
No. I am really.
Wait, what do you think? Snow. Wait, tell me where you're from. Tell me what the weather's like.
I'm from Georgia.
Because you're from
Georgia.
You're from Georgia. And then, yeah. So, like, the weather's kind of like what?
Hot and no
snow. Yeah, you're right, but it's like.
It's like.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, what everyone. Because when you're on episode, you were on 30-some episodes ago, everyone said I talked over you.
Yeah, so just keep doing that. That'd be cool. It's like how our life is. So.
Right, yeah. I remember you were... Yeah, we can't joke about that, apparently. But do you remember Katie came on for a special episode 50? She's on today because why not? And we're snowed in, I guess. No, not really. It's not that dramatic, but... yeah, you came on, and my thought was like, okay, this will be something fun, and like, you know, podcasting is podcasting. Not everyone's used to it. So I was like, I'll carry it. So I'll just like do all the talking. And everyone was like, wow, does this guy, right when they start recording, does he slap her too? What an abusive guy. And I was like, okay, I'm.
So it was really sad.
I really hated that.
Katie
called me. She calls me. She's just like this. She goes, I think I messed up. And I said, what? She goes, I read too many comments. They're so mean to you. I was like, okay, don't just put your phone on it.
Yeah, lesson learned. Just don't read the comments.
You're used to posting on Instagram and all your girls being like, yes.
Yeah, super positive usually.
I've got to imagine female influencers got to have it tough because before you hit influencer, you're regular girl and you could post
I mean, I've experienced it with all the girls I've been around. I'm not singling you out or any other girls I know, but it's like girls will post like, yes, girl, work it. And then they'll like show me and be like, this girl's the worst. So it's very, and when you get to influencer level and people just try to, they just straight up telling you like, okay, you are the worst.
Yeah.
To your face. And you have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Whereas people, no one.
People aren't that nice. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever just get on a comment and just kind of throw a little, maybe an influencer's wearing you out. And you're like, you suck.
I've never done that.
You're not an online troll?
No. I'll troll your stuff.
You get on there and be like, not your best.
This video sucks. Good try.
You should start doing that. When I post, it says Katie Kennedy, like 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, are you upstairs? Stop. Well, yeah, what started as you making it up, because, you know, we were very young and in love, we still are, but you were like made a point to consume all content. Like, oh, that was such a good one. And now I'm like, yeah, what'd you think of that one? You're like, I didn't even know you posted that
one.
You watch all of them?
I watch all of them.
You listen to the podcasts?
Oh, I don't listen to all the podcasts. That's a lot of content.
No one watches this.
That's a lot of content.
I know.
I try to listen to, like, you know, every couple.
Are you on the Patreon?
I am signed up as a Patreon.
Do you have the Patreon app and pay attention to it?
So it turns out I downloaded the app today. I haven't actually logged in, but it's on my phone.
She's not even... Wow.
I get the content for free every day.
Okay. Yeah, it's like you're like a free OnlyFans.
What?
Not like that. I'm sorry. That's not... What? I'm not wrong, but I don't...
Okay.
I'm just saying we do the thing where I take photos...
Okay. Like,
no, we don't do that. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
That's actually a hard and fast rule. It's there's like the cloud. Like when people have, you know, Jennifer Lawrence had like naked photos or like the cloud or something. I'm like, I don't even know what that means. I'm gonna play it safe and just not take those photos of myself. As much as I want to. I've
as
chosen
much as
to
I
not.
I want you to.
Yeah.
I
think it's best Katie's texting me every day.
Don't send pics.
I can't, the cloud, I don't know, but no, I can't do that. So Katie's back on the pod, correct opinion. Do you listen to any podcasts? Not your thing?
I go through phases.
Phases?
Yeah.
Do you have like a favorite, because we have a, you know, we love our lady listeners. Do you have like some favorite, like very girl influencers that I wouldn't have an idea about?
Podcasts? No.
Well, not podcasts, anything. Because I see your feed. That's what's funny about Katie's feed, because she used to model for years, still do, you know, full time. So she had all these model friends / model inspirations. Yes. So she'll pull up Instagram, and I'm like, that's in my memory forever. It's the most.
Yeah. Well, it's my feed, so I'll just look at it.
And then, yeah. Could I follow them?
Maybe not.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're my friends.
But I know you you have some influencer people you like. You give them a shout out?
I definitely follow Dani Austin.
Okay, yes. That is a fun follow. She's got the wigs going now.
Yeah, and she has a
cute
little baby.
I'm gonna need some advice on wigs here pretty soon.
I hope not, but
it is what it is.
We need to go get that fixed, I think.
Dude, should I ever? I would never do this. But I see these TikToks of people doing hair transplants. Should I do that? If the worst comes to worst?
You might.
Wouldn't that be weird? Is it my hair? Or is it, it's like your butt hair growing out of your head?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
What were you about to say? Elon did a hair transplant? Probably. I mean, any famous dude who has a full head of hair did it.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, beside John Stamos, that guy is just a Greek god.
I heard the story of a girl who got eyebrow transplants, so she wanted like full luscious eyebrows.
From where? And they're like curly and.
And they were like long and curly, and she had to like cut them like her hair.
Oh yeah,
that's,
I don't know.
It's a little extreme, but.
I don't know. I gotta really. Yeah, I don't think, and no, the rest of the hairs on my body are not like good hairs. It's not like I'm like, oh, I wish the hair on my thighs could be in my head. They're luscious.
I mean, your chest hair is, if you put that on top of your head, it'd be pretty luscious.
Okay, well, maybe now we know too. But does that hair go away? If it's a transplant, right?
I don't know.
So they have full hair, hair and no chest hair? That's a whole... to do my research, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to do that at all. Oh, man. Yikes. Okay, Danny Austin, do you have any others?
I recently started following Mary Lawless Lee. Have you heard of her?
Mary Lawless Lee? Sounds like a old female outlaw.
Yeah.
Lawless Lee?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
That's one word? No. Oh. Okay, see, okay, yes. Jerry knows.
Oh, he's on it. Okay.
What does she do?
She just has really cool clothes and style and has two cute little kids.
Mm. So. No, here we go. Okay. We have an announcement. No, we don't. No. No. No.
That's the plan. We're going to announce it on the podcast and do a huge gender reveal.
Okay. Ooh, let's talk about that. I've gotten great joy over the years because even before I ever met Katie, you know, I have all the women in my family. I was like, man, I don't know how y'all are doing all this girl stuff. I can't do it. It's driving me nuts. I'm like, just wait. Just wait, Trey. You'll get married and you'll be forced to do all this stuff. Well, we're not going to do a gender reveal, are we?
No. We're not pregnant again. Once again, we're
okay,
not
well,
pregnant.
Okay, well, that's one reason not to, but yeah. I think we should do gender reveal before we're pregnant.
Oh.
Manifest. I believe in manifestation. Do you?
Sure.
I do.
Okay.
I think that's a big trend I can get behind. Manifesting. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You're like, I'm going to manifest it.
Yes.
Twins, boy and girl. Oh. Gender reveal will be...
Why are you doing that to me?
Blue and red makes green. Right? Pink?
No.
Pink and blue makes purple.
Yes.
So we'll do a gender reveal and it'll come out purple. Like, what, are they having an alien? Like, close. We're having two of them. Boy and girl.
But you don't have any twins in your family, right?
No.
Okay, good.
But I'm a big fan of twins.
Are you?
But, okay, that's not what I meant. What? I don't know if that counts. I don't know if that, like... go towards it. Do you have any twins in your family?
No. I think we're safe.
That's weird. Yeah, twins would be...
Some people want twins just because if they're like, oh, get two down at the same time.
But I did... No, there's... You have to like one more than the other as a parent. So I think that'd be tricky.
Do you think that your parents like you or your sister more?
They've definitely liked her way more.
Oh.
I mean, that they deserve that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you take two kids. One... You take two kids. One kid, you have to go, hey, stop doing that. Hey, do this. Hey, stop doing that. Hey, do this. Hey, stop doing that. Hey, do this. The other kid, you go, how was your day? Good night. Which would you like more?
Yeah. So
you have two twins. They're probably very similar, look very similar. There's, you, for sure, dads, I think it's a stat I saw, half of dads who have twins still can't tell them apart.
No.
I would be willing to bet that.
No.
You go Claire or Krista. I don't know. Oh, I know, because I like Claire more. I can't tell you apart. I think I guarantee this, because to the state, you know, like my father or anyone's dad, you know, I'd be like, hey, dad, here's my buddy Connor. He'd be like, what's up, Dylan? I'm like, dude, what?
It's their own blood.
And so I guarantee you, they can tell them apart because they know and love them, but not based on their looks, because dads can't do that. That hits a certain... Derek, have you hit that dad? When you became a dad, did you just, like, you can't remember people's faces, or...?
I've said the wrong name already. I have two daughters.
Okay.
And so I've mixed up names already.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So. Two daughters.
Yeah.
Because you have four brothers.
I have four brothers, so I was obviously the favorite, because I was the only girl.
And you're, like, really tough.
I was perfect, so...
Okay. But you're also, like, really tough.
Yeah, and I'm also super tough because I have four brothers.
She literally was. There was a bit. You know, the basic girl character. I used that joke one day because you did, not in an annoying way. And I get that girls. There's a difference with girls who have brothers and who don't. But you would bring up like, well, you have four brothers. You're like, no, trust me, I've been that before. Like, I have four brothers. I'm like, can you stop? Like, I get you're not a super girly girl, and it is to thank to having four brothers, but you don't have to like.
I just like needed you to understand. Beware.
Four brothers. Yeah, the classic. Yeah, anytime I tell everyone she has four brothers, man, you're scared, you know, all that. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, kind of.
Good. It's always like a good healthy fear.
Right. Was your, when you, because you, you know, we're adults now and they were, you know, all your family was very nice to me. But like when you're, when everyone was younger and sillier, would it, if you dated guys, would any of your brothers or dad be like scary to them? Cause I was that brother to my little sister. Really? Just cause I was like, I don't.
Like, what would you do?
I just was, well, I was just not very friendly to anyone. And then especially to them. So I'd just be like, you guys are 15. What? I don't. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm not thrilled you're dating this 15-year-old named Kyle. I just wasn't pumped about that. So I wasn't like, great to meet you, man. Enjoy my little sister. I was just like playing Call of Duty. And like, I don't want to talk to this person.
I mean, that's probably pretty similar to my brothers.
Okay.
Honestly, my most protective brother was Kyle, the youngest.
Oh, yeah. No offense to Kyles out there. We love our Kyles. But
Kyle is very, very nice. He's 9 years younger than me, and he was the most protective. If a boy would like...
He's 25 already?
No.
How old are you?
29.
Oh, sorry. I thought Yikes. You were... I thought you were 34.
Excuse you?
You were born in the 80s.
I was not. I was not.
Oh.
But we should not disclose my age.
Okay.
He would, if a boy would like try and hold my hand or something, even as a small child, he would like tell them no. He was the most protective.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like as a 7 year old, he'd be like four. Be like, no.
Yeah. Or he'd like touch them. Like,
you know. Were you the type of girl who always had a boyfriend? Like, were you 12 and had a boyfriend?
No.
13?
No.
14?
No.
Eighth grade?
You were my first boyfriend.
8th grade?
No.
What happened in 8th grade? Is it because you were too tall?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, dude. That was a problem with the tall girls.
Yeah.
Because some of them, we had some freaks in 8th grade.
These
girls were 5'9". You know, I'm 5'4".
I was 5'9".
In 8th grade?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I was probably 5'8", grew to 5'9", in high school, grew to 5'10", in college. I was still growing.
Mm.
Yep.
Okay, so high school boyfriend?
Yeah.
Every year?
Same one.
You guys ever talk?
No.
Oh, okay. Was his name Kyle?
No.
Was he a white guy?
Yes.
Huh.
Any other questions?
No, that all checks out. It's fine.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I don't know what else you're talking about. Okay, we're going to get to... I want to bring this up because I saw this email coming today. Email me, correctopinions@trachino.com. We got to do some white baby names. I think we just did a segment, but it's just too good. And because this one was really good. First up, someone sent me they know someone who named their child Afternoon. Do you... What? I feel like you just went, oh, that's kind of pretty.
Well, I'm just like, oh, it's so...
Afternoon Kennedy.
Afternoon Kennedy.
You like it, don't you? This is not the point of this.
No, I don't like it as a name. It just, it at least like sounds pleasant, you know?
Hi. No, this is not the point of this podcast. It's not. I could see how they could. You did this last time you were on.
Oh.
Where this is correct opinions. Uh-huh. So you gotta get, this is not like, well, I could see how someone might want to do that and I wouldn't judge them for that. We don't like that.
Oh, okay. He tells me what to do a lot. So.
No, don't tell them that either. Oh, man. Wait, where was... I saw this. I'm looking for this other email. It was great. It was just too good.
Hi, I'm Miss Afternoon.
Yeah, that sounds weird. Miss Afternoon. What would all Afternoon?
I'm after.
Delight.
Call me Noon.
Call me Noon? okay, here we go. This is these kids are siblings. 6 months old today. Closer to the official crawl, we're happy to announce that Benevolent brings us so much joy. This handsome little boy. If anything, that's a girl's name, right? Benevolent.
Benevolent.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other name?
We are proud to announce the birth of our child. Weighing in at 8 pounds, 5 ounces, 20 inches long. This little boy is truly a phenomenon to us. We are amazed at God's gift, so we chose his name because of this. As Jesus will always be his greatest phenomenon. Welcome to the world, Phenomenon Theodore.
Oh, that kid is not going to be able to pronounce his name for years.
That's true. Okay, yeah, it's like, say Katie, say Trey. My name Trey. My name Phenomenon. I mean, might as well be. It's like cinnamon. I can still.
Yeah, I can barely say it.
Say Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
What?
It's hard.
Say it 3 times fast.
Phenomenon.
Hey, dude. Cinnamon. I mean, like, I have this bit in my show. Cinnamon. What does cinnamon do for a living? Don't you know the answer? Say it.
A hairdresser?
No.
A stripper?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Great answers. Wow. That was actually very offensive to the cinnamons out there, but phenomenon. I mean, it's close. No, I knew. I think cinnamon is better suited to thrive in today's society. Cinnamon. Oh, me neither. I've never been.
Oh.
I really haven't. Phenomenon Theodore.
What's the nickname there?
He's going to be. Oh, man, that kid's going to be in speech class. You know it's going to be that bad luck. He's not going to be able to say. Were you able to say your R's?
Yes. Were you not?
No, I was. I made fun of the kids who couldn't.
That is really
mean. I really didn't. Derek wasn't able to. Oh. Dewick?
Dewick, yep. It was Derek
Chapman. It just... Not last name. Yeah, you go. Dewick.
Yeah. Well, you were a bully. We all know that.
So. No, I wasn't. I didn't make fun of those kids. I just made fun of, really just, I just picked on the girls, shoved them down.
Oh my gosh.
No, I didn't.
Oh my gosh.
That was reserved for my sister.
You were scared of the girls, let's be real.
I didn't, I actually kept my distance. But when I think of all the kids who had to do the speech class, they all had R's in their name. It was like a funny, I think.
Yeah.
I think God, you know, God has a sense of humor. He's kind of like, you know, this will be harmless enough. They'll grow out of it. It'll be fine, but. Oh, you want to name your kid Rory? Yeah, he's not going to be able to say that. Wowie!
So.
My name's Wowie McWowie. That's like a famous golfer. You know he couldn't. You know he went to speech class as a kid. His name is Rory McIlroy. And he'd go, I'm full. I love to golf. Hand me my driver. My name's Wowie McIlroy.
You're pretty good at kids' voices.
That's what he did when he was four. I'm 4 and a half. Hand me my highwood. I need my rescue club to drive out of the grass. I'm Wowie McIlroy.
Oh my gosh.
That's him.
Well, he grew up.
So we can't name our kid.
We have great, there's great speech therapists and they help them grow out of it.
Do your brothers have an R in their name?
Yes. Trevor.
Two of them? You have to, okay, Trevor. Don't say your whole, this is, a lot of people listen to this. You want to give them their socials out?
Yeah, it's
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Nice. Could they say they're ours?
Yes. They all could, so.
I'm going to need that double checked.
I mean, as far as I know.
Could you sum that? So, Katie, I would love any couples out there, anyone you know, what have you noticed about me? Like, that's taken a long time to notice that annoys you. Her thing is, she sits there. If she's just sitting on the couch watching TV, she's completely still and quiet, except she does this. What?
Explain what she's doing for the audio.
Yeah, my audio people, like praying mantis feet, they just slowly move and rotate.
It's like
involuntary.
I'm keeping them warm.
Keeping them skis warm?
They get really cold.
It's tough to get blood all the way down to them things.
I know. Okay. It's really long here.
What do I do? Nothing. Wow.
There's a lot of things. Your bedtime routine?
What?
His covers have to be super perfect. Like, sheets pulled up. He, like, has this whole routine he does where he pulls it up. He fluffs it. He flips the pillow. It's pretty weird.
It's not weird. Yeah, I know. It's very specific.
It is
very specific, but it's great because I make the bed. The sheets are it's perfect. You don't care?
I don't care.
Like if the sheets come untucked at the bottom of the bed. They're flannel. You don't care?
I don't care.
Oh, that drives me nuts.
Is she a messy one?
She's not messy. She's just I'm very neurotic. She doesn't care. The bed to me, it's got to be lined up. The top sheet has to be 1 to 2 inches longer than the duvet cover, so then it folds over. You keep it tight. It's got to be really tight, tucked in at the foot of it. So that, you know, if it comes up, that's a disaster.
Yeah, when you're
gotta have the perfect Tempur-Pedic pillow, cool side, flip it.
I just don't really make it, and it's kind of like. It just kind of doesn't matter. Like, all the pillows on the bed, none. There can be other things on the bed. It doesn't really matter.
Mm. All right. Well.
So, I'm glad
those are my things. Okay, great. But you're also not, you're not easily annoyed.
Yeah.
I do things. Well, oftentimes I do things because I want to annoy people. And then you just sit there. I'm like, this is not annoying you. And you're like, no. I'm like, it's annoying me.
Well, I have 4 brothers, so I'm really chill.
No! There it is. Okay, anyway. Well, yeah, thanks for coming on the podcast you don't listen to. Well, that's probably most podcast guests. I don't listen to that. I mean, if I've been on a podcast, I haven't listened to it for the most part. I don't listen to podcasts.
I've listened to,
some
occasional ones. I listened to your most recent one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not the one on the Patreon. You don't even know how to...
I made an appearance on the Patreon videos.
She's been on. You're even in the Patreon content.
Yes.
You're in the behind the scenes footage.
I should the whole go thing. And see. Yeah. I'll get on.
That's too bad. Because we're in our basement and Katie's in and out with her job, but you often can you hear like every episode pretty easily when I'm down here hollering. Correct opinions.
I can hear some of it.
Did you hear my pig calling? Were you here for that?
I think so, yeah. But it doesn't really surprise me. It doesn't really... When I hear weird noises, I'm just kind of like, okay.
Well, it was a good pig. It was a big... it was a really good call of pig.
Can I hear it again?
Yes.
You try it.
No, thank you.
I just can't wait to... Because we have family, Arkansas family, so next time if we're into that setting, like, let's call the pigs. They go, oh, pigs. I'm just going to come out of the rafters. See what they have to say about that.
That
a real hog.
Is you have pretty good bird noise, too. Remember when that bird got stuck in your house?
Ha! Dude, with the bird. OGs remember that. Go back to my Insta story highlights, one of the first ones ever. I woke up to a large bird in my fireplace. You know, I'm a millennial. I don't know how to do it.
It was pretty early in our relationship.
I was like, I don't know what to do.
You called me. You were low-key scared.
I was very scared. I don't like birds. Me and birds don't get along. I hate birds. People go outside and they're like, isn't it nice to hear the birds? No, they're annoying. 1% of birds are, you know, you sit outside and it's quiet. It's like, you know, What that they're mostly up there going. You ever heard a bird like that? That was just doing this it's over and over again. And I'm like, who likes this? Does someone have a BB gun? And I have a BB gun. I try to shoot the birds. I can't hit. They're so small. I can't hit them.
We need to remember the water gun trick. That's what we need.
Water gun?
Yeah. Remember?
I just can't fathom how people have like bird baths and bird feeders. You're welcoming the bird?
Some people like to watch them. They're pretty.
Like this is very peaceful. Growing up, we would go to the Northeast to our grandparents' summer home, and the loons were on the lake, and a loon goes. That's what it does. Isn't that pleasant?
What does a loon look like? I don't know what a loon is.
A Democrat? No, I didn't. A Republican? That was evening it out. I don't have an opinion.
Good job.
Isn't that peaceful? There's like a pretty black bird. Isn't that peaceful? It's like, oh, that's nice. That but nice. No, you go in the backyard and it's going to go. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When these birds have their certain call, they do it over and over, and it's very annoying.
Yes. I have a low annoyance tolerance, so I don't really notice that. Have you ever heard an owl? You remember that night that you were out of town and there was an owl like right outside of our window and it was freaking me out? You were...
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Trey ever leaves town, Kate, there's a guy coming to murder her.
That is not true at all. There was a really loud noise right outside the window, and it was just such an odd noise. I'd never really heard it before. I'm like, what is outside the window? And
I don't know, but you, together. I'm sure all women are, but you do get paranoid. It's like 4 p.m. and someone like rings the doorbell, and you're like, is someone coming? I'm like, it's probably Amazon. You have stuff coming here every time. You're summoning men to our house daily.
Well,
so you don't have anything to say. And they knock on the door and you're like, but that was like an aggressive knock. I'm like, it's just the Amazon.
That happened the other day. Well, I've relaxed because earlier someone knocked on the door and I thought it was going to be Jake. And so I just said, come in. And then no one came in and I realized it was a delivery person and I just invited them in our house. So
come on in.
So, I don't know.
Owls. I'll never forget seeing an owl for the first time. We were on a picnic.
Oh, yeah.
I remember you want to do this picnic. I'm like, the last thing I want to do is sit on the ground and eat food.
It's so fun.
But finally, you know, quarantine, the final straw. I was like, okay, we'll go on a picnic. It's a nice thing. We put hummus and it was basically a Lunchable.
You love Lunchables.
And we sat down. It was, you know, it was fine. We're eating and we looked up and there was a massive owl. Flies up and lands on the tree above us. I was like freaking out. I was like, I've never seen an owl in my life. This is really cool. And then the owl, it's like he heard me. He's like, what are you talking about me? And he's staring at me. And I thought we were going to die. Remember that?
Oh, you were a little concerned.
He stared at me for a minute straight.
Yeah.
And you hear things.
They just attack you?
The Staircase, the documentary.
I've never seen that.
Well, he got killed by an owl.
By an owl?
We don't know. It's a murder mystery. They're not confident the way she died, but they can't figure it out. They did find owl feathers in her hair. So the theory is like maybe an owl came down, swooped down and just like clawed the heck out of her skull. And then she like fell off the stairs.
What would be your best defense against an owl?
Like a strategy or?
Yeah. Like if an owl was coming down to attack you, we were on that picnic and you were trying to protect me from the owl, what would you do?
You go. Because they come to, they talon the head, right? Because they want the head meat. I just go, her head's bigger.
That's not true. Your hats are way too big for me.
I know. I have a good sized noggin. But I don't think there's a defense for an owl.
We need they to don't... know.
Window. I had an owl kamikaze into my window.
Today. Really?
Yeah.
So big old owl?
Big old owls. Yeah. So I don't know if it's like hunting me, but.
That's
oh my
terrifying.
Gosh.
Your days are numbered.
Yes.
You're haunted, dude. That's like the start of every horror movie.
Yes.
Where like they're washing the dishes and an owl hits the window and kills itself. And they're like, oh, that's weird. And then by the end of it, there's...
they're dead.
Yeah. There's 70 owls.
Oh, no. Watch out, Derek.
Owls are... Because I heard they don't have a sense of smell. They're like, they were... Yeah, before it was cool in COVID. So they're able to get skunks.
Oh, wow.
So... Owls. I don't know what owls like. What they don't like. I need to figure that out. Oh, I'd just be like. They sleep during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd just be like. It's 3 p.m. I don't know.
That would work well.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sure they can understand us very well.
Oh, that's scary. I don't like birds. There you go. I think they're overrated. I think they're very overrated. I think they're a problem. There's too many birds in this country. Crows.
Pigeons.
Pigeons. Where do we get those?
Yeah.
Where do you get rid of those?
Yeah, I don't know.
They walk around like they own the place. Do your best. What's your best animal impression?
I don't like animals.
Oh, really? Yeah. Ooh, hot take. Ooh, okay, let's talk about this.
Yep.
Katie, take a look at her. Don't judge her, dude. But if you look at her, she looks like she loves golden doodles. And I don't, that's, I'm not, I don't want to generalize, but you are not a fan of dogs. Anti-dog.
Anti-dog.
And it's been a struggle for you.
Anti-animals in general, actually. I don't have a soul.
Okay, what?
People tell that to me when I just say, like...
That's what I'm saying.
I just say, like, you know, I just prefer, like, I am not a dog person. I just would prefer not to cuddle with your dog. People have reacted badly, and... So,
yeah, like, this is a conversation. You're you. I'm Susie. Okay, like, so you're married. You got a house. Like, what? Like, are you guys going to get a dog soon? Or, like, when do you think you'd ever get a dog?
No, we would never get a dog. I don't really like dogs.
Wait, Trey doesn't like dogs? Or, like, what? He won't let you get a dog? You need to get one.
I don't like dogs. Like, I really don't want a dog.
You don't want a dog?
No.
Oh, are you allergic?
No.
You're not allergic? Oh. Do you just like...
I just don't like them.
But is there... So is there, like, a reason, or...
Yeah, I just don't like them.
Okay, well...
I've never had anyone cry.
No. Okay. We don't deserve them. So, okay. So, like, my little Baxter, you don't, like, pet him.
No.
You'll warm up to him. Oh, I get, oh. You'll get, I bet you'll get a dog, and then one day you'll be like, I was wrong, and you'll love him.
Yes.
Right? Like, you've, because you've never been around dogs a lot, is what I'm getting.
My parents have two dogs, and my brothers have dogs, and.
Like, after you moved out, you never, like, lived with dogs.
I did live with them.
So it was like an ugly, like, dog. So you just, you,
two,
if you had a cute dog,
two golden
if you had a good,
yep.
Let me get this straight. You lived with two golden doodles for years and you don't like, and you don't like dogs.
No. I think there's actually tears in
your No eyes. Offense, but get out of my face, Blondie. Me and Baxter will take this to our next, and then that's how the conversation kind of goes.
That is not at all, but
it's a version of that.
It's more like just kind of like, oh, like you don't really have a soul.
No criers though.
No criers. I wouldn't handle that well either. I'd just be like, okay, bye.
That's fair. I know. You like
dogs, but you're not like.
I'm pretty fine with it. I grew up with dogs, enjoy them, but I just don't. I just don't like to do things. So, you know, I was like, oh, we have to feed the dog. And, they, you know, they'd be like, your dog has an ear infection. I'd be like, I don't care. So I probably should have known one. Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, maybe, but bird hunting dogs. Might have to get one of those.
Oh. Kill some birds with them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't hate all birds. I do love chickens and their flesh. Ducks, a nice glazed duck.
You do love duck?
That's it. T-Rexes.
What?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Is a
come
bird.
From the bird? Yeah, they're related to the chicken. Someone doesn't know their.
You mean a pterodactyl?
No, spell pterodactyl.
I truly have no idea.
Really, what letter does it start with?
A T.
Nope. Got her. It's a P. Pretty obvious.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Did you ever do spelling bees?
Yeah, I was actually really good at it when I was little.
Oh, I guess you lost your touch.
Guess so.
Spelling bees, man. I remember it vividly because you had to stand in front of an audience and talk. I was like, I don't want any part of that. My parents made me do it. And so I just throw the game.
Oh, wow.
Cabinet? K-E-B-N-E-T.
I thought you were a competitor.
Wrong.
You're not.
I was scaredy. I was so scared. I could say my R's though. Loser.
So you just threw one in there just to let people know.
How would a spelling? How do those kids do the spelling bee? It'd be like spell railroad. It'd be like, okay, oh, ain't wrong. It starts with an R. It's like, that's what I said. Oh, that's okay. Terrible. Try it again. O A I L O. No, that's wrong. I said O.
Hopefully they've grown out of it again. That's terrible.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I'll move on. But yeah, we're our wedding's coming up. Wouldn't you know it? We got married last year, of course. And do you ever feel judged that we're having a rescheduled wedding?
I feel like sometimes people are kind of like, oh, why are you still doing that?
Right. I feel like some people are like, okay, wow, someone thinks they're special.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be so fun.
We deserve it.
I mean, it's honestly, it's also, I really want to do it because it's going to be fun. But also, like, we had already paid for the whole thing, so we would have lost a ton of money.
Right, exactly.
So, it's going to be super fun. We'll actually get to see a bunch of friends and family we haven't seen.
It's going to be very fun. I'm very excited. I know you're bummed about this. Are you still bummed about it? How, like, you know. Because part of the whole wedding day is like the whole, you actually get married, right? The whole emotions would be very overwhelming. Da, da, da. That'll still be partly there, but obviously less there because we're already married. Are you bummed about that or are you now pumped about that?
I'm okay with it.
Yes. Yeah. So you're very, I am so, yeah. As a man who, you know, I don't like to feel anything.
But you're going to cry.
It'll be something, but yeah, it'll be less because the first wedding is like we had to, you know. All the parents are like, we love you so much and we're so honored. You have to, like, do the whole thing. And
yeah. They're kind of like, hey, like, you want to do this, like, private dinner after and this and that? And I was like, well, no. Because we're like, are you married? We'd rather just go to, like, hang out with our friends.
Yeah. So
it's not like we're, like, taking a moment to, like, sit in the fact we're married because we already are.
I'm very excited. Yeah. I think I'm going to surprise you with something. I'm going to wash your feet at the altar. As a symbol of my serving you. Have you seen this before?
I have seen it, yes.
But my thing is, I think those people, it's a red flag because they go, I'm going to wash your feet. This is to symbolize how I'm going to, like, do whatever it takes to put you first. And they just kind of, like, wash them on over. They just, like, run water over it.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with COVID, we know, you know, 20 seconds, get up in there under the nails. So, yeah, I'm going to put gloves on. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to get out a bucket. There'll be soap involved.
Scrub brush.
Scrub. And you're going to, and I'm going to follow the COVID rules. I'm going to be down there. I mean, it'll be very romantic. Say, that was a symbol. Now everyone is a symbol of Trey's service to Katie. He will now ceremonially wash your feet. Please take a moment. Enjoy. And I'll get down and go, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, L, P, Q, R, S. Ring that out. Back at it. T, U, V, W, X. Get.
Okay, my feet. See, I found it. No, I found a bad spot.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you marry me?
That sounds perfect.
Let me get the towel out. I'll dry it off.
Oh, wow.
Dry it off.
Wow. Well, I will.
How about that? We should do that. Would you be down? That'd be a funny bit.
No.
It would be.
No.
Oh, man.
Nope, we are not doing that.
Okay.
But that was funny. Good thought.
That was funny. 4 out of 10.
If you want to clean my feet just, like, you know, later today or something, that'd be cool too.
Just, yeah. It's hard to reach.
They could use a good scrub.
I mean, to be honest, I've washed my feet under 10 times in my life. I mean, they're not getting washed in the shower.
Yeah, I'm just kind of, yeah, the soap kind of just runs down on them.
I'm not getting up in there, man.
They wash them really good when I get pedicures, so.
That's good. I like the idea of pedicures. I don't like, my feet are too ticklish. I can't do the pedicures. Sadly.
You don't want to go do a foot massage with me?
No. The few times I've gotten a massage, I say, don't touch my feet.
Oh, it's so nice.
They tickle
me.
They tickle it. My feet are very ticklish. Is what it is. It does. Because there's very, 10% of my foot feels nice. But if you get part of, you know,
We've gotten like 2 pedicures together. Those were your last ones.
Yeah, I just cringe the whole time. Mm-hmm. I want to enjoy it, but I just don't. And then they cut my nails too short. Maybe I just keep them long, you know.
You do keep them long.
Yeah, I think I'm just at work, but I think my body's adapted to that. So now they get them too tight.
No, you keep them way too long. They like curl under the toe. It's pretty gross.
Okay. My nails are not curling. I'm not in the Guinness Book of World Records.
They're like kind of like a yellowy tint and they curl down and
do you ever see those world record holders like longest nails? And yes. they have like a 3-foot like, pinwheel on the bottom of their hand.
Yeah. How do you do anything? It's like this long.
Okay. Hi. Yeah, I know. Dee dee dee. I don't know how they do that. But yeah, the wedding should be fun. What was I gonna say? People are just kind of like, oh yeah. I was getting the suit tailored today. Mm-hmm. I had to go get it like tailored, and the guy was like, oh well, doing another one or something. I was like, it'll be fun.
We only had our families at the last one, and
true. I know. So is it cool? So yeah, obviously we did a COVID one last May. Literally had like 15 people there, like our parents and siblings. So because we kind of did that. So my plan is like, I'm not gonna talk to or hang around our family at all, because I already gave them that time at that wedding. So I want to devote it to just my really just my bros. So I'm not gonna talk to your family or mine. I'm just talk to the bros because I gave that time to them. Does that make sense?
That's not gonna go well.
That's not.
No.
If you know, if like one of your brothers comes up, he's like, "Congratulations!" I'm like, "I gotta go talk to."
Yes,
it's Georgie.
It's not gonna go well in that moment or later for you at home.
So. I thought that made sense. But... Okay.
Nope, it's gonna be great.
Very excited. Oh yeah. Oh, and the guy asked me, he's like, "You want a honeymoon?" And I was like, "No, we already did that. I mean, we're gonna borderline do 3 honeymoons. It's getting ridiculous."
People are really trying to push me. That's like the one thing that they want me to do again. I'm like, "Well, we've already kind of done 2."
No.
And I'm like, "I mean, I would do another one, but."
No, we did. We paid significant money to really splurge and go to another country for me to be bedridden the whole week.
Yeah, so we need another one.
No, that was worth it.
That was not worth it.
It was great.
What a place to be sick. I was being your nurse for the whole time.
Yeah.
I was a good nurse, huh? I was super prepared.
Yeah, you were. You did have the meds. Man, that was brutal. But, yeah, what else is going on? You having a nice day?
I am having a nice day. Yeah. It was a slow work day, so.
Do you see the foot?
Got my foot.
It's just out of frame.
Yeah, that's fine. That's probably for the best. No, it's good. You got a job.
I do have
a job. So we had to wait. We had to wait until you were off work. You're working double time today. And then I'm about to go do an eating competition after this.
Yes. While you go eat a bunch, I'm going to go work out.
Okay. Well, so. Well, I will both be tired when we get home.
Yes. Are you going to be able to move after?
I don't know. It just depends how far Jake pushes me. So for those who don't know, by the time this comes out, you've hopefully seen it on the Patreon. We did a live stream eating competition. Chicken nuggets. He was pizza rolls. We got to talk and smack. It came. You can still watch it on the Patreon. Patreon.com/TreyKinney. We're giving away $1,000 again. One lucky Patreon on May 1st. $1,000.
Can I win that?
So we have to, we need to cancel the saxophonist part of the band. I'm giving that to a do-less guest, that $1,000. So, cool.
Okay. Well, I'm going to win the $1,000. Yeah. I'm going to join Patreon.
The random winner is Katie.
Amazing.
Could you imagine? Yeah, so we'll get that over to you. Thanks for coming back on Correct Opinions.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Any advice for influencer wives? That are listening. What's it like being married to an influencer? Influencer extraordinaire. I hate that label, but that's what people call me.
Is that?
Yeah, I hate it.
I cannot say I've called you that before.
No, I know, but people do, and I hate it, but that is the accurate title.
I tend to like stray from the word influencer. I don't usually use that. Because I just think that you just like take a bunch of pictures with your shirt off, so... I call
you. You're talking about our OnlyFans?
No.
What are you talking about?
We don't do that. Remember?
Yeah, you know, around the house you go. You say you stopped calling me influencer because around the house you'd be like influencer, influencer. I'd be like, yes, dear.
Oh no, I've never done that.
And now you call me
a comedian.
Yeah, comedian, comedian. Dinner's ready.
I do not call you that.
You don't make dinner, but
I do not. Yeah, you're a good cook, though.
Yeah, nugs tonight, man. Who knows what tomorrow night's bringing?
All right.
Katie is back on the podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Episode 84, move right along. All my, you know, I call my listeners, which you're not one of, call them the recties.
I know.
And the are you, but you're not a rectie.
I'm the number one rectie.
Okay. We will see you next week. Thank you all for listening. Join the Patreon and have a great week. Do this. God bless. Vibes are up.
Vibes are up.
Correct opinion. Correct opinions.
Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this. When you Angie that, download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.